From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, don't worry about me, I called ART.
Traffic. Heavy traffic starting to build southbound on 135, exiting to eastbound Kellogg. And eastbound Kellogg getting busy now, passing K96, approaching 143rd Street. K96 with on and off delays westbound between Hillside and 135 with ongoing construction. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic.
Thunderstorm chances will continue for south central Kansas over the next couple of days. It'll be scattered overnight and it'll be hit and miss again on Thursday. The temperature will drop to 66, and that's where we'll start the day on Thursday before reaching a high of 84 in the afternoon. Also, gusty winds will kick up from the south tomorrow. On Friday, partly cloudy, but much of the day will be dry with a high up to 88. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
If you missed Sports Daily, you missed this.
We are joined now by Shocker legend, men's basketball assistant coach PJ Cousinart. Cous, one of the big stories this year that we haven't really gotten a lot of outside perspective on. What was the thought for you when Paul Mills went through his health scare this year?
Well, man, a lot of people take life for granted, and we always joke about being an everyday guy, and it don't get no more everyday guy than showing up at the day after you almost passed away.
Sports Daily, mornings on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
With my smart speaker, I can listen to the radio while I'm in the shower, cooking dinner, or even doing yoga.
My smart speaker is my new best friend.
Tell your smart speaker to play 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
You gotta listen to Jim Rome afternoons on KFH.
This is KFH.
Late games, loud opinions, and money time moments. BetMGM Tonight rolls on.
So fresh and so clean.
Welcome on back, BetMGM Tonight, Westwood One Sports. He's Brad Evans. I'm Pat Boyle. The phone number to join the show is 310-840-4910. We are just over 2 hours away from tip-off. Game one, NBA Finals, Knicks and Spurs at the Frostbank Center in San Antonio. Let's go to San Antonio and talk to a three-time NBA champion, especially winning an NBA title with the Spurs just over a decade ago. You can find him on Spectrum Sportsnet. You can see him all over on ESPN. You can watch his podcast inside the Green Room. It's the Green Ranger, the three-time NBA champ, Danny Green, who joins us now. Danny, it's great to have you back, brother. It's Pat and it's Brad. What is the vibe like right now in the Alamo City?
It's great to be back, man. It's great to be back here, man. The vibes and the energy is very high. Everybody's excited. They're outside for 2 hours with us when we were doing the show on ESPN. So it's the city's on fire, man. People are excited and can't wait for game one to tip off.
Okay. All right. Hey, what a ride it's been for both of these teams, and especially for the Spurs, having to go into the Paycom Center in OKC and knock off the defending champs in a game seven. And it wasn't like it was Wemby who, you know, just single-handedly put the team on his back. I mean, you got a tremendously well-rounded, balanced attack. So, Danny, last chance to ask this before we get going here tonight in the finals. What was your biggest takeaway from the Spurs winning Game 7 and that series altogether against the Thunder?
Yeah, I mean, my biggest takeaway is those guys are ready. Like, those young guys stepped up in big moments. They're not scared of it. They're not afraid of it. And, of course, Victor is a superstar in the making. But those other guys really stepped up. You know, Vassell, Champagne, Harper, Fox. Keldon Johnson, like all the way down the line. And they're going to need all those guys to win this finals because the Knicks are on an unbelievable historic run right now. And to slow them down, they're going to need those guys playing offense and defense to be able to win this series. So they are mentally ready and tough enough, even at this young age, of not experiencing the playoffs before this, to get the job done.
Danny, Russ versus Russ is a debate that's raged the last few days ahead of game one. The Knicks have had a 9-day layoff after all. Where do you stand in that debate? Do you feel the long layoff is going to be a blessing or a curse for New York? And how did extended inaction play with you and your teammates in your career?
I mean, yeah, you get a little rust, but it's always a blessing regardless. When you get that many days off, when you have bumps and bruises, everybody has them at this point in the season. Nobody's healthy. But you got to have a guy like Mitchell Robinson who had to get surgery on his hand, and then OG Anunoby who had a hamstring issue. You always take the rest, and especially the fact that they're on the road for game one. So they're not expected to have the pressure of winning at home in game one. So if they don't play great, they game one to get the rust out, fine. They still have another game to steal if they wanted to in game two.
All right. Team rest there. Danny, everyone knows the megastar power is associated with Wimby and Jalen Brunson. But where do you feel, or who do you feel are going to be the biggest X factors in game one? Potential unsung heroes who could really carry their squads to an early advantage. Give us a spur and one Nick who could rise to the occasion tonight inside Frost Bank.
In game one, I'm looking at OG Anunoby for the Knicks side and the Spurs side. I'm looking at Julian Champagne. If he can keep that hot streak going and knock down shots in this finals, he can really turn the series for his team. And actually, I mean, they are the favorites right now, but they can be the clear favorites if you have a guy like that playing that well.
We're talking to the three-time NBA champion, Danny Green, here on BetMGM tonight, Westwood One Sports. He's Brad Evans. I'm Pat Boyle. Just over 2 hours away from tip-off in game one between the Knicks and the Spurs. Danny, what are some of the consistent themes you expect to see in this series? Whether it's physicality, speed of tempo, do you think it's going to be, you know, teams are going to be, these two are going to be wanting to run? Do you think it'll be half court, certain matchups you're looking to see, certain themes? So what do you think we will see over and over in this series once it gets underway?
I think it'll get real physical. I think it'll be kind of slower down pace. I think the Knicks will try to do that unless they get steals. The team that turns over the ball or, you know, turns the other team over the most will be the one that's trying to run. But I think we're going to get a heavyweight battle of, like, a lot of the bigs and the big action and rebounding. It's going to be a gritty, you know, Josh Hart, Mitchell Robinson, OG Anunoby, or Keldon Johnson, you know, and Wemby and Cornette on the board. Like, who's going to win the rebounding battle, I think, is what we're going to see. So we'll get a mix of both, but I think that's more of what we're going to see throughout the series.
Oh, nice. Danny, you're certainly an expert in playing defense based on the accolades you earned during your playing career. If you're Mike Brown, what's your best strategy to try to minimize the damage Wemby inflicts? Who most takes on the mammoth responsibility for checking the French phenom?
Well, I would say OG Anunoby probably takes most of the bulk of guarding him. But the biggest intricate piece is Mitchell Robinson. And playing that big lineup, keeping him off the glass like Isaiah Hartenstein did and being physical with him and, you know, trashing the offensive boards and limiting his offensive rebounds. So a combination of those two, I think, will kind of be the way that they're going to try to slow him down.
We're talking to our Odyssey NBA insider, Danny Green, here on BetMGM tonight, Westwood One Sports. He's Brett Evans. I'm Pat Boyle. And Danny is brought to you by the all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid. Make every day epic. Danny, there is a level of fearlessness this Spurs team has showed here throughout the postseason, making up for their lack of experience, especially Wemby. And I would think it's helped that he's got a legend like Tim Duncan, who is seemingly in his corner. I don't know to the extent of how much they've chatted together. Do you know, have you talked to any of the Spurs greats, you know, guys that you played with or that were, you know, that started that dynasty before you got there, Tim, Manu, Tony Parker? Have you gotten a chance to talk with those guys over the last couple of days? And have you gotten a chance to talk with Wemby as well? But more importantly, have you kind of gotten an insider's scoop of what the conversations have been like between Tim Duncan and Wemby? Because it feels like he's kind of taken him under his wing here along this ride.
Yeah, no, I haven't gotten any insight. I haven't talked to those guys as of late. I spoke to Timmy and Manu. It was on another type of topic. It was more so wishing another former teammate of ours a happy birthday and seeing how their family was and life was. But I'd imagine I'll see them tonight, and I don't know. They keep everything private when it comes to Wemby, but I imagine Timmy's in that facility every day or almost every day. And Wemby, knowing the kind of personality he has, he's asking questions. He wants around. He wants to work with him. So Timmy, I'm sure, has a very huge impact on what Wemby has become. And so has Pop. But again, I have not been a part of the conversation or asked him about the conversation the last couple of days. Maybe I'll see him tonight at the game and I'll be able to, you know, get some insight. But even if I did get insight, I mean, I wouldn't reveal many secrets, but I would just say I know that they're talking and they work together quite a bit.
Damn, Danny, I thought maybe, you know, we had a little special.
I'm not allowed to, man. You know how it is in San Antonio.
Exactly. Everything's very quiet, but All right, so I'll ask you this.
Odyssey Sports Broadcast is presented by ZipRecruiter. Find out why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try it free at ZipRecruiter.com/team.
The following is a KFH special sports presentation.
The plate, saved with a headlong dive,
and the Royals win the ball game. And it's a party behind the second base bag. Unbelievable.
Kansas City Royals baseball is on the air. This is the Royals Baseball Network, home of your 2-time World Series champions.
2-homer night for Bobby Witt Jr.
Welcome to the Bob Allen Ford pregame show. For 40 years, Bob Allen has been showing Kansas City that all Fords are created equal. It's your dealer that makes a difference. Experience the difference at BobAllenFord.com.
Tonight, the Royals hope to get a series win over the Reds in the finale of this 3-game set. Good evening from the IBEW Local 124 broadcast booth on another gorgeous Cincinnati evening. We come to you from Great American Ballpark, right along the Ohio River. Great to have you with us, along with Jake Eisenberg and our producer-engineer, Eric Guthrie. I'm Steve Stewart. Stephen Kolick will be the Royals' starting pitcher tonight. Chase Burns will go for Cincinnati. Coming up, Jake talks to Royals' assistant hitting coach, Connor Dawson. But next, Ryan with Royals' manager, Matt Quatrero, when the Bob Allen Ford pregame show continues on the Royals Baseball Network.